Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Every parent wonders, will I do a good job raising my child? If your child is visually impaired, you have that question too, and many more. Family Connect is a website that gives parents of children who are visually impaired a place to connect with each other, share stories and concerns, and find resources on raising their children from birth to adulthood. You aren't in this alone. Get connected at www.familyconnect.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
I'm talking with Alexander Hauerslof Jensen from Be My Eyes. And we're going to learn a little bit about what's new with the Be My Eyes service, I think that most of us are familiar with so far, and Be My Eyes has had a lot of great success. Alexander, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Well, let's start with the success that Be My Eyes has had. I think most people have been aware of it. You've been released, is it about a year and a half?
Almost 2 years now. Oh, actually 2 years. We just had a second year birthday last month, so two years in the market.
And how many users and volunteers do you have working with you at this point?
Right now we have about 34,000 blind and visually impaired using the app, and they are being helped by more than 475,000 volunteers, and they are distributed all over the world. We are in 150 countries now, and we are able to provide help in 90 different languages.
Are you able to tell how often people typically use the service and also how often volunteers tend to participate?
It varies a lot. Some use it several times a day, and others use it maybe once a week, once a month. But it varies a lot. We see that people, they tend to use it even more when they have get a good habit of using it. We can really see that people are using it for all kinds of beautiful things. We thought in the beginning that it would just be to distinguish between canned foods, for example, or read the expiry of foods. But it's being used for a lot of really tremendous and amazing things. I'm going to share a few use cases with you.
Yeah.
We had some blind parents who are now able to make homework with their kids. We had a woman in Finland who saw her son's first basketball game through the eyes of a volunteer who narrated the whole game.
Wow.
And everything from readouts, doing homework, to even pregnancy test results has been read out on Be My Eyes. So we really see that it's being used for big and small things, and there's absolutely no limit to how much you can use it. As I mentioned, we have about 20 volunteers per blind person. So the blind and visually impaired, they can call 500 times a day if they want to, without ever disturbing the same one. So this is just a lot of people don't know that and are a bit worried that they may disturb or that they call for something like too small. But we see that when we get an angry email, it's usually from a sighted volunteer who didn't get a call. So everyone's super, super eager to help. So you can use it as much as you possibly want.
Do sighted volunteers tend to stick around and continue to volunteer over time?
Yeah, very, very few drop off. And I think that's it's a beautiful thing that people that want to help. I think it's in a world where we need a bit of optimism sometimes, it's very nice to see that people are there for each other. They really want to help, and they stick around for long. And I think that Be My Eyes is very powerful because it can break down a lot of barriers, both between people with visual impairments and people who can see, because it's for many of the sighted people, it's a sneak peek into the world of being blind. And this is also that's also what makes it interesting for the helpers to be a part of this.
So we talked a little bit before we started recording about some new things going on with Be My Eyes, one of which is an Android app. I confess I did not know you weren't on the Android platform because I'm an iOS snob. But anyway, so tell us about the Android app, when it's going to be available and so on.
Yeah, we have been working on it for quite a while now, and we know that it's we really thank everyone for their patience. We expect to launch it very soon. I've been told by the developers not to give any specific dates, but it's just around the corner, and it's gonna have a lot of new features in it. Both we're going to launch a new iOS and an Android version, and they have going to have some really, really interesting features in it that we have gotten from all of the users who suggested, why can't we do this or why can't we do that? And we've tried to incorporate everything and put it into the new version of the app that's going to be available very soon.
What can you tell me about the new features?
We're going to have some rating systems, so we can also optimize the app and make sure that it gets better and better. We're going to have some different availability slots, which will make it possible for us to connect the blind to the visually impaired much quicker. And then we are also starting to not only match on language and time zone as we are doing right now, but also matching on specific skills. So for example, if you have a computer issue, then calling my mom probably wouldn't help you that much.
Mine either.
So we try to see if we can give more specific help. So the helpers are signing up and saying that they know about cooking and they know about IT problems or whatever. And then we try to match in a better way. And that's one of the things that we have got a lot of feedback about. How can we also make the response time quicker? We are able to answer about 90% of our requests within 60 seconds now, but we're also always trying to push that and make that response time much faster.
So will the iOS and Android app get all of the new features at the same time, or are they on different schedules?
No, they we plan to launch them at the same time, depending on, it takes a bit of time to get them through the...
Sure,
the,
there's the, approval the, with the Google approval Play, process. With Apple, yeah. And that sort
so,
of thing.
So. But it's going to be ready on the same time.
Okay. What else is going on new at Be My Eyes that we should know about?
We are very, very... we want to get the word out, and we want to make invite more and more blind people into the community. And that's also why we are focused a lot on having a dialogue with blind organizations. We are working very, very closely with the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco. But we know that to build products that really work and that where we really understand the user, we would like to work even closer with more blind organizations. So that's going to be a focus from now on to see how can we work closer with especially blind organizations.
And what's your goal in doing that? Finding out more about what blind people need or something more specific than that?
Yes, that is definitely one of them, to really make sure that our product creates value and to test new features to see, does this actually make sense? We are a very small team, and one of our Hans, who's the inventor of the app, he's visually impaired himself, but the rest of us, we have sight, and it can be very difficult for us to design for people, design and really understand the issues that blind and visually impaired are facing. So working very closely together with them allows us to really understand the issues.
Sure. One last thing I wanted to talk to you about. Be My Eyes got so much attention when it launched, and in the mainstream community, those of us who cover accessibility and follow that sphere knew about it, of course, but you were on all the television shows and in newspapers around the world. You were saying just recently you were featured on BBC. So that's just, was that surprising to you when that happened, that there was so much mainstream interest in Be My Eyes?
Yeah, very interesting, very surprising. When launching, the rollout plan was like, okay, it was founded in Denmark. So the first step was like, okay, we start with Denmark, and then maybe after a month,
maybe go to Norway next.
Maybe go to Norway or Germany next to see how that works. But we, like, within 24 hours, we had 10,000 users, and we were in 30 countries. So that kind of exploded a bit in our hands. So we didn't expect this to happen at all. It's been a major surprise, but a very positive surprise. I think that it works because it's so easy and it's so simple. It's both easy to ask for help for the blind and visually impaired. That's one button you have to click on. It's absolutely free to use, and you can use it as much as you want. But also for the sighted helpers, it is so easy to make a difference in another person's life and to have a nice discussion and help out. And I think that's one of the reasons why it has been viral as it has, because it's so easy for both parties, both for both the blind and the sighted.
And does that success give you opportunities you didn't have before, or cause any problems for Be My Eyes going forward?
For technical things, it's interesting when something goes viral in a country. In December, we had a one whom just an average student, a Brazilian girl, who posted her experience about BMIs and how she helped a blind man finding his way down to the community service. In 24 hours, this was shared 35,000 times. It had almost 100,000 likes, and we got 60,000 new downloads in Brazil. Of course, that comes with some issues. None of us speaks Portuguese. So,
there is that.
So thanks to Google Translate. of course, we have to figure out, okay, are we under a hacker attack? Or what is it? Is this actually a real thing? But in all cases, it's actually real users signing up. And then it's our responsibility as an organization to accommodate and to provide also support in the languages that we are all of a sudden very big in. But of course, we also get onto the radar of some of the big companies who think that this is an interesting field.
So you've got sponsorship from outside company?
We worked very closely together with some big software companies, and but also like some we have been lucky enough to receive some grants and some who has made this possible.
Great. So I said at the beginning of the interview that I think most people are familiar with BMIs, but there might be somebody out in the audience going, hey, wait a minute, I haven't heard of BMIs because I haven't been paying attention to every media everywhere. So why don't you just explain the basics of how BMIs works?
Of course. BMIs is a free mobile app where we crowdsource eyes. It's currently only on iOS, but we are launching an Android very soon. And how it works is that you sign up and you select if you are either sighted or blind. And if you are select blind, then you sign in, and then there's one button that you can press. So whenever you're in need of visual assistance, you click that button and it will call a volunteer. And they will receive a push notification. They will open it, and then a video connection will be established. They can see the back of your camera is being turned on, and there's two-way audio. So you can talk together. So wherever you move your camera is what the sighted person is seeing, and they will essentially explain what you see.
And when somebody signs up on either side, they indicate their language, so there's always a match there?
Yes, they indicate you select your languages, and if you speak more, you can add more. And that's how we match. So that's one of the ways that we are able to connect 24/7. We connect on language and on time zone. So if you are in the States in the middle of the night and you need a pair of friendly eyes, then we will not call someone in the States, but we'll call someone in maybe England or Australia or somewhere else where they speak English. So that's how we are able to connect 24/7.
Great. Well, Alexander, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to Blind Bargains and to update us on Be My Eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.